Mainly it's a small building that we rent and it's a community hub. So we run lots of projects from there, but also people come there for meetings and events as well. So some of the projects that we run are the Kingston Biodiversity Network, the Hogsmill Community Garden. We have our own little radio station there, an internet radio station called Kingston Green Radio, that runs from there. We run things like Celebrating Diversity, where we try and get together with different sections of the community on their festivals and so on. And the new Malden Garden Task Force, that's one of our new ones, to help people tackle big tasks in their garden. And there's quite a few others as detailed on our website. There's masses of them, really. It's not underused. I was just looking at our signing in book and we had about 1,100 visits in the last 6 months. So it sort of pans out at about 200 visits a month. Some of those are people that are working every day and others are people who've just come once to do something or to be there for one of our events. But it is well used and it's established itself well in the community. It's got lots of friends in the area, you know, that depend on it for their meetings. And we have been now offered a lease just recently in the last couple of days, and we don't know whether to accept it. But why are we in this position? Well, we felt that there's a new system in Kingston where we don't receive any grant money anymore, but it's commissioning. So we had to apply for our funding in a different way, and we didn't get it. It went to another organisation. At the same time, Kingston Council stopped talking to us about renewing the lease. So that's why we started the petition. We thought that they might be planning to develop that site because it's so near to the station. That would be it. But that may or may not be the case long term, but we don't think there's an immediate plan to do that. They have now offered us a 5-year lease, but we're not in the position we can take it. Not immediately anyway, because we now have to fundraise to cover our core costs, the rent, the heat, the light, the broadband, all the things that an organisation needs to tick over before even financing the projects that we want to continue to run. So we're going to continue asking people to sign the petition to show our level of support and to be able to stand in the council chamber and ask for not a 5-year lease, but a 10-year or 25-year lease, which will assure our future and also make it possible for us to fundraise for that building to be made into an exemplar environmental building. That's what we really want, to be able to show how that a normal householder can alter their own building to have photovoltaic panels, to have low energy systems there, and rainwater harvesting, simple things and more complicated things that, you know, the householder can do, but they can use us to see whether it works or not. It's not out of the question that we would move to another building. We've moved once, but it does take a year or so to get back up to speed after moving. You know, and it's not just the physical aspect of moving, it's building up your networks and volunteers again. Different people will like to become involved, but they won't even know that you're there. So we'd rather not move again, but if we have to, we will.